How you doing? You okay? It's Danielle from XFM.
Hello. How you getting on? All right.
Not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, all right. I'm in New Zealand. It's beautiful. Woke up to another beautiful morning.
Absolutely gorgeous, isn't it? Like Lord of the Rings, that's the closest I've ever been to New Zealand, but it looks stunning.
Yeah, so not as epic as Lord of the Rings, but just equally as beautiful. It's like a kind of really, really beautiful version of Devon. Kind of extreme version of Devon.
I like that, extreme Devon. That's a good description, that's good.
Yeah.
So everyone in the office today was going, that new one from Ben Howard, the 7.5 minuter, which it is. And it sounds like a bit of a trilogy when I listen to it. It sounds like it's definitely got kind of three chapters to it. Does it feel quite epic to you to put out something that long?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how it feels, to be honest. Like it definitely got a lot of different ideas thrown in there, but it felt like the right thing to put that out first. I think that was kind of really as far as we've got on the new record in terms of just the epicness of music and content and just the overall vibe of the new record. I think really it definitely captured the heart of what's coming.
It sounds hugely considered, and it sounds like you spent an awful lot of time. I don't know if your guitar tone sounds a little bit different. Is it using a different instrument, or is it just tons of reverb and delay and stuff?
It's on acoustic. After the Brits, I sort of just went and wigged out on the guitar in Ireland and just went for a few things and just had a lot of fun playing the guitar and running for a lot of drive pedals and delay and stuff. So it took us a while to actually persuade Chris to put that down and record that, because I played it to him and he was just like, oh yeah, not sure about that, it's a bit weird. I guess it's kind of considered, but it was kind of unconsidered as well. You know, we played most of the record live, and that one came out pretty quickly. We just put it down together, and it was like, okay, great, let's track it.
So, wicked.
Definitely a journey and a long thing, yeah.
This is such a confident next chapter musically, because, you know, 1 minute really of an intro, and it just makes everyone kind of stop in their tracks. And I think that's a real kind of homage to the record itself. It feels like a really, really wonderful thing, really beautiful. Is this a really good introduction of the forthcoming record?
I think so. We took a lot of time on it, to be honest. There's a lot of, I think definitely the tracks really encourage people to take time on it as well, and actually engage in it. There's a lot of music in it that isn't packed full of content, you know, just like you say, yeah, like a 1 minute intro, you know. There's some really nice tones to be discovered in there, and we were listening to a lot of different records last year and through the winter, stuff like Talk and the Nationals last record.
Yeah.
That was beautiful in terms of sound. Definitely wanted to put more music on the record, but then, I mean, all the tracks are really long, so I mean it might just get tiring for people, but I'd probably do a short pop record next time. But it just felt like the right thing at the time, you know. I didn't think too much about it.
Yeah.
And then there were times when I thought way too much about it and everything in between. Yeah, it's kind of supremely confident and then racked with indecision for the whole winter. So I think it kind of comes across of the whole record's really skitty and undecided, and it feels like I've kind of lost my brain a little bit and just put loads of songs down.
Yeah, I didn't think that at all. I thought it was just like a brilliant next chapter. I was really excited when I heard it. So let's just go down that road. I thought it was really, really exciting. You're back playing Hackney Empire on 4th of September. That's all sold out. Busy. You're just so busy. When are you going to come home and just chill out for a bit?
I think that is us chilling out, actually. Like, just having a London show is a really nice date to sort of work towards and know that we're all going to be in the UK and that, yeah, just that the new record's coming soon. All of a sudden, you get a lot of people start getting in touch about a lot of things, but we'll there's talk of European tours in sometime back end of the year, so it's very much a live thing, this record, so we'll be touring it quite heavily, I think.
Oh, wicked. Well, when you do come back, can you pop in for tea perhaps, if you've got enough time, and we can like chat more about the new album and stuff? That'd be lovely.
Yeah, for sure. I'll come in for a cup of tea and a noodle, yeah.
Wicked. All right then. Well, listen, safe travels in extreme Devon. It's really nice to speak to you. thanks for your time. All right, Ben, take care. Enjoy New Zealand. Thanks a lot.
Nice one.